Then his wife said something I'll never forget. She said, well, just come on home, honey, and let's show the world how Christians live when these things happen. It's time to give thanks. Because she understood that it's in the giving of thanks that keeps the devil at bay, and it tells God we're ready for him to begin his work.
Aloha. Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Today, Pastor Wayne will show us that as you develop a heart of thankfulness, it releases God to begin a miraculous work in your life. Here is Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Holy Thanksgiving.
Would you write in number one, Thanksgiving is something that must be learned. It doesn't come standard equipment when you're born. In fact, most kids come into this world selfish, right? They cry because they want food. They poop it out and cry again because they want food. Everything is selfish. That's why when you're a little kid and your uncle gives you a dollar, you run off to spend it. Your mother grabs you by the hair, pulls you back and says, say what? Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, you have to learn it. It's not in us. And that's why when things go abnormally wrong, we must learn to give thanks. How grateful I am. Choose to praise him. I don't know why this is happening, but it's a holy thanksgiving. When Anna and I bought our first house, it was a really teeny house, 720 square feet, and it's all we could afford. And we just made a commitment to say to one another, what a nice house. So we'd come into the house and we'd say, what a nice house. It was really dumpy, but we said, what a nice house. Yeah, isn't this nice? We go in the kitchen. What a nice kitchen. Isn't it nice to be able to pour a cup of tea? Let's sit down and have tea. Isn't this nice? And we just say it. And, you know, since that time, you know, we've bought and sold 12 houses, but you don't wait until your house is nicer before you're thankful. Start way back here. Because thankfulness is a part of your heart, not a part of the circumstance. See, you can't wait for that time to keep a soiled spirit before the circumstance teaches you to be thankful. No, because then the circumstance that'll be negative will teach you how to be negative. Then you're again a thermometer and not a thermostat. So we just started saying, hey, I'm thankful, we're grateful. And it built in us a thankful heart. A very famous restaurateur with some 80 restaurants was asked in an interview, when did you become successful? He said, I was successful when I didn't have a dime in my pocket. I just needed time to get things together. See, that is what lies within you. Your future is not what lies ahead of you. Your future is what lies in you. That's why we must learn to develop a thankful heart, lest you go blind. And all the things that God has for you, you'll never be able to see it. So why should God give you more? Because you can't see it. But if we're thankful for what we have, our vision opens up again and we begin to see. You say, well, how do you do that? Well, one of the ways, would you write down number two, is start to learn to look beyond what is happening to what God might be able to do. Look beyond the current situation to what God can do. What can he do with this? Well, I'm lonely. Be thankful. Why should I? Because it's about your heart, not about the circumstance. And when your heart is thankful, God can start to develop you. In the midst of your loneliness, you can develop a new skill, read, develop your knowledge, go back to school, start playing the piano, get some lessons, ask somebody for help, anything to develop yourself. And when that season is over, your roots are deeper now because of that barren season, and you won't stay shallow. You don't have to develop deep roots when everything is watered for you. And so during that time, have a thankful heart and look beyond to what God can do. If you don't look beyond the current situation, you'll miss what God is wanting to do. That's why James says it in this way. Would you read with me? Go. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. Here it is. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in. What can God do? A friend of mine in a very prestigious position was fired not because of his wrongdoing. It was situations going in the company, and they let him go. And on the way home, he tells me the story that he's a wonderful Christian man. His wife is a wonderful Christian woman. And on his way home, he called his wife on his cell phone. He said, "Honey, I'm on my way home." She said, "Good, I'm preparing dinner." He said, "I have something to say." "What's that?" Long pause. "I was just fired." "Fired? I no longer have a job." "You mean we are now unemployed?" "Yeah." Long pause. Then his wife said something I'll never forget. She said, "Well, just come on home, honey, and let's show the world how Christians live when these things happen. It's time to give thanks." I thought, what a wife. Wow. Because she understood that it's in the giving of thanks that keeps the devil at bay. And would you write in number 3? And it tells God we're ready for him to begin his work. See, God can't start his work and working things together if I'm resentful and retaliatory. And when I come to a point of thanksgiving, God says, now, his heart is prepared so I can do my work. No, the other side is for homework. Turn back. We're not pile yet with the message. Turn back in. Yeah. I'm not deaf. I can hear you turning everything. What do you think is this? He's like, "Hurry up, hurry up. I turn in all the time." Forget it. We'll get to your homework in just a second here. But thankful heart tells God he can start to work. This happened just yesterday after the service. I was out there and we had talked about thankfulness, and this wonderful gentleman came up, elderly gentleman. He said, "I got to tell you a story." And I said, "Okay, please." He said, "You know, I've been a Christian for a long time. Now, I'm from a Buddhist family, but I've been a Christian a long time. I went to another church, and even though I've been a Christian, I never read the Bible. But when I came to New Hope about 10 years ago," he said, "you taught us to read through the Bible with the Life Journal, and I started reading, and it just, everything started to change." I said, "Oh, how thankful I am for that." He says, "Well, then I was diagnosed with cancer." I said, "Oh." He said, "But it's okay. I'm thankful for that." I said, "Oh, good." He said, "Because, you see, God was helping me to prepare to go through this season." And he said, "My brother and I were estranged. We hadn't talked to one another for years. And when I went in for cancer, he wouldn't come and visit me." Oh, I said, "Oh, that's bad." He said, "No, that's good. Let me tell you why." I said, "Oh, okay, that's good." He said, "I'm thankful for that because, you see, one surgery and they got all the cancer out. And then I was out of the hospital." I said, "Good. And then what?" He said, "Well, then I got fired from my job." I said, "Oh, that's bad." He said, "No, that's really good." I said, "Okay, why?" He said, "Well, I'm thankful for that because then my brother got cancer." I said, "Oh, that's bad." He said, "No, that's good because I was fired. I could visit him every day." Oh, I said, "Wow, that's good." He said, "And my brother and I, who were estranged, began to see Christ." He began to see Christ. I said, "Oh, that's good." He said, "Well, then my brother died." I said, oh, so sorry. That's bad." He said, "No, that's good." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because 2 weeks before he died, I got to lead him to Christ." I thought, "Oh, that is so good." And then I said, "And then what happened?" He said, "Oh, let me tell you about my mother." He said, "Oh, she died." He said, "Oh, no. No, she saw all this happening. She came to church and received Christ. And then she was baptized. And when she came out of the water, her first words were, 'Praise the Lord.'" I thought, "Oh, my goodness." And he said, "That's why it's so important for us to even be thankful when you're diagnosed with cancer, because now my whole family is saved and I'll see them in heaven because of thankfulness. And if I would have gotten bitter against everybody and bitter because my brother didn't come, do you see the difference in my future?" I said, "Wow. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God, isn't it?" This is Thanksgiving week coming, and I'd like to give you some homework. Now you can turn the pipa over. I want you to go through your life and see a person or event that you normally would not give thanks for. Now, you don't have to show this to anybody, but just write it down, a person's name or an event, and say, I am thankful for, and count that as a blessing. Remember, it says, consider it all joy, or count it all joy. Count this as a blessing. And then say, what can God do through this? What could he do? Well, he can strengthen me. He can help me to stop focusing on a negative thing in the past. It's time for me to develop courage. And as I said last time, the courage to walk out of my history so I can walk into my future. It's time for me to do this. God can do so many good things if you'll count it as thankfulness. Otherwise, as I said, people are destined to slowly go blind, and it is a spirit of gratefulness that will restore your vision again. Because I look at a church like this, it's so easy to see a church like this and say, oh yeah, it's old hat after a while. Do you understand what a great church this is? It is just fabulous. Joni Mitchell wrote a song long time ago. Why does it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? And I was thinking about that, and I thought, you know, Lord, help me to be grateful for my family, my spouse, my what I have, even the tough times of my life. I'm thankful for God because you helped me grow through that. It's not the easy times that'll cause you to grow. It's the tough ones. And if we never had tough times, we would never become like Christ. Be grateful and watch how it restores your vision. It's one of the best vision exercises you can get. People are destined to slowly go blind. It is gratefulness that restores your vision, not the circumstances. It's gratefulness. As we prepare our hearts to receive communion, would you stop and ask God what you get to be grateful for? Maybe a weak point in your life that the devil has been depositing bacteria, spiritual bacteria. And just say, Lord, I'm thankful for that. I don't understand why, but I'm thankful. And I give you permission to use that for the betterment of my life. Ushers, would you come forward with the communion? And as they pass that out, would you take a piece of the bread and a cup? And if you would just hold it for a while and allow God to speak to you and the importance of gratefulness. And then just hang on to it. Jonna's going to remind us with a beautiful song that everything in our life we get to be thankful for and give that to God. And so help the trays be passed along. So ushers, go ahead. When you're in place, go ahead and you can start serving and hold it as God reminds us to be grateful.
True, and all of my hopes.
In the day that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and after having given thanks, he broke it. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, for this is my body which is broken for you. As oft as you take it, remember." And in like manner, after they had supped, he took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant shed in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. As oft as you take it, remember me." Holy Eucharistal, holy Thanksgiving. It's what changes our hearts, then in turn allows God to change the circumstance. But it's never the other way around. That's the holiness of being a people thankful and grateful. This week, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, remember this. Not just as wonderful as turkey and stuffing is, remember this. And do your homework. And let God change your heart. Watch what he can do. Would you slightly lift up the cup and the bread, and let's pray. Father, thank you so much for helping us to be a people of gratefulness, so that we might be a people again able to see the wonderfulness of what you're doing in our lives. It's so easy to get our eyes fixed on what's wrong, what's bad. Pretty soon we go blind to even what you're doing good we cannot see. So restore our souls, we pray today, in this moment of holy Thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and take the bread and the cup. Stand as we close. If you would keep your cups with you as you go outside, there'll be some repositories. You can just put them, dispense of them there. So just take your cup with you as you go. Remember, Thanksgiving is a part of your heart, not a part of the circumstances, because people are destined to slowly go blind. And it's only by restoring gratefulness that your vision is remedied, and you begin to see again. It's something we have to learn. You know, some time ago, I took some kids to see the Grand Canyon, and it was a four-day drive in the van. And when you get there, it's a gorgeous Grand Canyon. I mean, with the varicolored walls and serrated river at the bottom. And I mean, it's just gorgeous. So I ran to the edge, and the updraft, came and brushed me with such an amazing sight of grandeur. And the kids came out of the van and they ran to the edge and they looked and I said, "Isn't this amazing? How awesome?" And the kids looked at it and said, "Good, can we go to McDonald's?" I said, "You get right." And they all started running back to the van. I thought, 4 days of driving. I grabbed them and said, you look at this. Look, come here, look at this. Sometimes we have to learn because it's not natural to us. This week, intentionally be thankful, be grateful, look for what God's doing and just speak it. "I'm thankful for, I'm grateful for," and watch how it does something for you. And even in things that you normally wouldn't give thanks for, thank him. And that'll help you to be a people with the same heart as Jesus, because we remember the Holy Eucharistal, the Holy Thanksgiving. Let's pray. Father, thank you for allowing us to be a part of your plan where you're in control, not circumstances, not a government, not a paycheck. You are in control. We've got to get back to that. And it's something we have to intentionally remind ourselves of again and again. So today, we come to the cross and we do this in remembrance of your example. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness,
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Holy Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.